This is a Construction Tales brief safety topic. I'm aware that working out of a suspended scaffold is very dangerous. However, I can't find specific stats that isolate suspended scaffold worker deaths from the overall fatality rate of construction workers. I have found some recent incidents via online news articles where workers have died while working on the external facade of various high-rise buildings throughout New York City. Let's look at how dangerous it is to be a construction worker in general. According to the Labor Bureau statistics, there were 4,764 fatal work injuries recorded in the United States in 2020. The annual 2020 fatality rate experienced a 10.7% decrease from 5,333 in 2019. By 2020, the fatal work injury rate was 3.4 fatalities per 100,000 full-time equivalent workers. The fatality percentage rate is down from 3.5 per 100,000 in 2019. Meanwhile, fatal work injuries totaled 59 in 2020 for New York City. Chief Regional Economist Mark Coley noted that the number of work-related fatalities in New York City was down from the previous year. I strongly believe that this drop is due to projects being shut down as a result of COVID-19. Therefore, I believe that the available data is skewed. It gives a false impression that construction workers are safer out in the field. I worked with the tools in Westchester County for many years. I believe that New York City construction workers are subjected to tighter safety rules than surrounding towns in the tri-state area. These tighter safety rules do work to protect my fellow trade brothers and sisters. Then again, there is far more risk for workers when subjected to working on an entire iconic skyline of skyscrapers. With New York City, fatal occupational injuries have ranged from a high of 191 back in 1993 to a low of 56 in both years 2013 and 2016. The private construction industry sector had the highest number of fatalities in New York City with 13 for 2020. This unfortunate number is down from 24 in the previous year of 2019. Some people will argue that high deaths would be attributed to the union versus non-union factor in the private sector. The reasoning behind this would be the level of required safety training that is much higher amongst the union workforce. My union alone offers a wide variety of safety training for the membership that exceeds the minimum requirements for an SST card. It is assumed that workers who are more educated move more cautiously on the job site. Falls, slips, and trips resulted in 5 of the industry's 13 fatalities. From 2020, the specialty trade contractors subsector accounted for 8 of the 13 fatal workplace injuries in construction. It takes a fraction of a second to fall. By the time your brain registers that a fall is happening, you can already be several feet on the ground within the remaining fraction of that second. This fact is quite powerful to ponder and absorb. Being in construction is a dangerous industry to work within. This is exactly why safety training is so important in an effort to mitigate the natural risks of this industry. In a world of milestones and deadlines, workers walk a tightrope that requires a balance between being safe and getting the job done. This concludes this Construction Tales safety topic. Come back for more topics soon.